This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think this should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. This from the Associated Press, Rod McQuirk, has the headline. It reads, Australian prisoner sues for his human right to eat Vegemite.
Jane, have you ever had Vegemite?
No, and I've heard it's very much an acquired taste.
I have only heard Australians speak highly of Vegemite.
They're the only ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. They are by far the only ones.
Yeah.
This happened in Australia. A prisoner challenging Australia's ban on inmates eating Vegemite, saying that withholding this breaches his human right to enjoy his culture as an Australian. Vegemite is a yeast-based spread.
Ugh.
I know. 54-year-old Andrew McKenzie is serving a life sentence for murder. Took his battle to court. Most Australians revere Vegemite as unfairly maligned. More than 80% of Australian households are believed to have a jar of Vegemite in their pantries. Inmates, though, in all 12 prisons in Victoria, Australia, are going without. The case is actually going to go to trial next year.
Okay. Couple questions. One, from what I understand, Vegemite is a fairly common foodstuff in Australia. So yes. It surprises me that the prison wouldn't have it. Like I imagine prisons have like butter and condiments. So I don't understand why it wouldn't have Vegemite.
It says that Vegemite contains yeast, which is banned in those prisons because it could be used in the production of alcohol.
They've never had toilet wine. So,
well, apparently not. The man representing this inmate says that is not possible. He rejects reports that inmates are using Vegemite to brew alcohol. So they say that's not happening, but that's why it's not there. They have banned it from prisons, no Vegemite since 2006, because it interferes with drug detecting dogs. Inmates used to smear packages of illicit drugs with Vegemite, hoping the smell would distract the dogs.
Listen, mate, I just want to put some Vegemite on my toast. I don't want to escape. I'm out of appeals. All I want is to enjoy that wonderful savory spread on my toast in the morning. Please give me my Vegemite.
Nice Australian. Nice.
Thank you very much.
You're getting better and better.
This is the third Australian Tisbat in 2 weeks, so it's only going to get better or worse, or I should say better or more offensively Australian.
Thank you very much. Doesn't that just indicate how bad that stuff smells?
Yeah.
If they're smearing it on drugs to confuse drug detecting dogs, that must be some pretty powerful stuff.
But I will say here, I just looked it up. It said Vegemite tastes strongly salty, bitter, and savory with malty, yeasty flavor, often compared to a beef bouillon or dark soy sauce. That doesn't sound bad at all. In fact, I have to go to the store after this, and if they have Vegemite, I'm buying some, and I will report back tomorrow. I swear to God. I feel like in Australia, they love their Vegemite. In England, they love their Marmite. And I just want to, you know, honestly, we should have thought of some other things. Like, what would American prisoners call a human right to have? They're like, I want Cool Ranch Doritos. They should be mine.
Either something Cool Ranch or pizza related.
Yeah, or just ranch. Access to ranch sauces.
Just access to ranch.
Yeah, exactly. I demand the right to make a bigger waistline in prison. So I would like all of the Jell-O, all the colors. But yeah.
Well, and I guess we should thank the band Men at Work, because I think that was the first time a lot of us had heard even the term Vegemite from their song Down Under.
Artists and informers. Representatives. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Don't get enough credit. Yeah. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.